What seems like just a couch is something much more to Alika Campbell. He's the program coordinator with the nonprofit Halekipa, which runs an outreach drop-in center in Waikiki for homeless youth. He says having a comfortable place to rest is the closest thing many of these kids have to a home.
When you're living on the street, the ability to come in and take a nap on a couch, it just doesn't exist. Just yesterday, I had a hard time waking somebody up saying, hey, I'm sorry, you gotta get up, you gotta go. You know, having a sort of homey, friendly environment, youth-friendly environment where you can crash on the couch and take a nap is huge.
Campbell says the new couch and chairs in the living room are just one of the recent renovations at Yo, the youth outreach house. New kitchen appliances, washers and dryers, and plumbing repairs are all part of a project funded by Homemade Hawaii. That's a group of local builders and developers who are focused on addressing homelessness. Homemade Hawaii board chair David Strife is the executive vice president for Howard Hughes.
I hope that this turns out to be kind of a model for others in the private industry to see how you can use whatever talents your industry has to pitch in and do your part to help our community, because it can't all be done by just government or private sector alone. It has to be a group effort, and that's what we're trying to show here.
Back in the courtyard of the Youth Outreach Center, Campbell shows off new brightly colored lockers, more than triple the amount they used to have.
Their stuff gets lost and stolen all the time, confiscated, thrown away. So we really encourage people, lock up your important documents, your important belongings, birth certificate, social security card, that kind of stuff. Keep it locked in your locker so that it's safe and you know where it is.
Campbell says every year, more than 500 homeless and runaway youth stop by this place, some to grab a bite to eat or seek medical care at the attached Waikiki Health Clinic. More than 25 years after it first opened, the house was definitely in need of repairs.
So imagine 30, 40 adolescent teenagers showing up at your house every day to hang out, and you kind of get a basic idea of the wear and tear in our facility. The house was built in 1940. And is kind of literally held together with termite spit and duct tape in some places. So having $50,000 worth of new appliances and work done to the facility really helps us sustain.
The Yo House renovation is the second project Homemade Hawaii has completed in the last year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.